Hello and welcome to another episode of Bros 3 Podcast for August 21st, 2022. How you doing, family? Say, how are you doing? Are you out there living your best life? Well, I hope that you are, and if you're not, today will be the perfect day to start. So many things have happened. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to try to keep it as on track as I can. But at the same time, I get excited talking to y'all. I really do. And sometimes I feel like a kid come home from school from the first day. You know, when they're really small, like in kindergarten, and you ask them, how was your first day? And they try to tell you, but they're so excited, they stumble over their words. They like, well, today we had we took our coats off, and then we colored it. We had cheese for breakfast. And it just like, calm down. Just get your thoughts together. Save you trying to say. So that's what I'm going to try to do. But a lot of stuff has been happening, right? Let's see. Well, first and foremost, I am producing a new podcast. I think you can call it producing. It's one of my guys. I've been knowing him for almost 20 years. And he's been incarcerated, like 17 of them. I knew him before he went in, obviously. And, you know, a lot of times we forget about people that are incarcerated. And I've been telling him, like, yo, maybe you should start a podcast. That way you can at least talk to people, get your viewpoints out, and also offer a different perspective. Maybe things that people don't necessarily know. We've all got loved ones locked away. And sometimes we mean to talk to them. We just don't know how to bridge that gap. So, you know, this is me helping him express itself. So the podcast is called Convent, V-E-N-T, because he came up with the name Convent because he's a con, you know, convicted felon, and he's venting, you know, but he's not venting like me. So anyway, the podcast is, I do believe, on Patreon, and also that helps him, you know. He's doing his entrepreneurial thing, you know, like that puts money in his pocket. He can, you know, he can start building himself up. So I'm privileged to be a part of that. The episodes are 15 minutes long. He calls me, and it's almost like you're receiving a phone call from him. So, you know, that part, been doing that. The last 2 weeks, I've tried to record this episode, I'm gonna say about 5 times, maybe 4 or 5. And every time something happens, like my computer ran out of energy twice, just different things. And also, I've been on my paper chase, y'all. Instead of me focusing on things I can't change, I've been focusing on things I can positively impact, you know. And I'm gonna tell you, if you spend your time worrying about somebody, how they don't like you, or if you wish things were different, or even the mistakes in the past, that's energy wasted. If you pour into yourself, if you work towards something, first and foremost, it takes your mind off of those distractions. Second of all, when you look back, you can see the progress being made. You know, you can be proud of that. Like worrying, you don't get nothing. I saw a quote somewhere that says, worrying does not take away tomorrow's problems. It only takes away today's peace. So, you know, just a little tidbit, just maybe something to think about. Speaking of peace, they've got an air show going on. And to me, there's an airport around somewhere, Gary Airport, and they flying. So if you hear like the rumbling of a jet or something, that's it. That's them. And to me, you know, air shows are just that's a country bumpkin thing. That's a Midwest thing, like America. You know, like, okay, what do? You get in your car, you drive to an airfield, or maybe you go to the lake. That way you can see the pretty planes, right? Put your lawn chair on the ground, you and your family, you put your blankets out, maybe you got your six pack, I don't know. And then from there, what? Everybody look up. Like it's just a sea of, I was gonna say rednecks, just a sea of slack jaw, yokels just looking straight up. And the planes is flying by, you hear the rumble, you know, whatever. It's like, hey, that right there is a B-52. That right there is an Osprey. Ooh, and look how close they got. Like, dude, are you serious? You spend that's at the best time. That's the best way to spend a day. Staring up. Just, I don't know. And then I was thinking if I was a fighter, because everybody says the same thing. Oh, the Blue Angel's going to be there. You know, if I was a pilot, but I wasn't a Blue Angel, I would take offense. If I met someone, I'm like, yeah, I'm a pilot. First thing a woman say, ooh, like the Blue Angels. I'd be like, skip the Blue Angels. There's other pilots out there, you know? Like, the Blue Pilots, I mean, the Blue Angels is like, what? Like the Jordan, the 95 Bulls, or whatever. A great team. Like, but there's also other players. No, I ain't the Blue Angels. Like, don't bring the Blue Angels up to me. If I was a pilot. Also, what else? Oh, I was thinking this, right? And I told you I was going to try to keep it focused. I'm going to bring it back, but I just had this thought. Love songs from back in the 70s. I was listening to, I don't know what I was listening to, but they was playing the old school jams. And it was like the Temptations or the Miracles or the Delphonics or something like that. And the dude was in the song like, I ain't got no money, ain't got no fancy car. You know, and I was sitting there, dude, you lying. Like, dude, you are a superstar. You're part of the group. And it was like their 12th gold album. First thing, that's the line. Look, baby, I ain't got much. I ain't got nothing but love for you, baby. That way, you be like, oh, can you buy me something? Hey, baby, I told you from the beginning, I ain't got no fancy car. I ain't got no money. You fell in love with me. So this is what you get me. And I started thinking about Ike. Remember, What's Love Got to Do With It? When they was in the courtroom and they was getting a divorce. And then they was like, Mr. Turner, what do you have? You're like, I ain't got no money. I doing that sniff. I got a couple $100 at the house. I got some jewelry. Everything else tied up in expenses. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the old school dude did. That's how them sugar daddies do. Look, I told you I ain't got, I got a little pocket change. I got my granddaddy's pocket watch. I ain't got nothing else. You lying. Anyway, on the internet, right? I got the, people say they don't like when I say the, but I got the Instagram, right? I open it up and there's so much stuff on there, right? It's just so much stuff. Like, I signed up for these people, and I guess it's like, is it cake or not? So they even have a TV show on, well, it came from Japan originally, but I think it's on Netflix. And basically what it is, they make something like a table or a gym shoe or something. And they'd be like, is it cake? And then people will like try to, it'd be like a coffee table, and they sit there and sniff it. They look at it, looks just like a table. Sniff and look at it, and then they just bite into it. They take the incisors. No, it's the front teeth. The incisors. Yeah, incisors. They take the incisors and they just bite it, and like, and they break it off. It's dark chocolate, and everybody like, oh snap! It was cake or chocolate, whatever, right? So, or even gym shoes. Like somebody take a shoe that looked like a wingtip, and they look at it. They're like, I don't know. Might not be cake. And the audience is sitting there looking, and they got some good editors because they like go to the crowd and everybody's sitting there like, is it cake? I got to know, right? The guy biting to it. But guess what? It's just a wingtip. They're like, oh, it wasn't cake, right? I ain't gonna lie, it kind of interests me a little bit. It's one of the things you see, you like, I don't care if that's cake or not. But then about, you know, you start watching the video, like, well, now I got to know, is it cake, right? So on my Instagram, I follow like these people, and it's almost like, is it cake, right? But the thing is, the video is only like 15 seconds long, and it'd be the wildest stuff. So they show like a picture. I saw one a couple days ago. It was like, it looked like a snail. I mean, exactly like a snail. And then all of a sudden, a knife came out of nowhere, and then it cut the snail in half. Come to find out, bum, 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 it was cake, right? All the time, it was cake, baby. But check this out. Imagine you scrolling through your Instagram, you seeing, you know, pictures of people, you see, you know, you're looking at this, and they showing you gym shoes, showing you fashion, showing new technology. All of a sudden, you see a picture of a snail, you're like, what's going on with snail? Next thing you know, you see a knife come out the corner, you're like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, boom, cut it open. Like, whew, thank God it was cake. It's like, every time I see it, I'm like, what's going on? Like, they had one, it was like a human hand reaching for a bag of money. Next thing you know, you see a knife come out the corner. You're like, whoa, 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 what's going on? What? Cake, man. It was like a German chocolate cake. I was like, though, like, it's giving me, I know that's giving me anxiety. It's just like, I'm just not ready for it, you know? So, and then sometimes, you know, they throw in one of them twerk videos. And, you know, you be seeing the women wiggling and gyrating and stuff. And I don't know. Now I'm looking at things differently. You know, once you stop focusing on the romantic side and just looking at people for people, whatever they present to you, that's who they is. That's who they are. Whenever I see them women wiggling and jiggling and gyrating and stuff, I just look at them and I just think about bees twerking. Like, it's almost like that's what we as humans do. Like, that's our version of like a maiden dance or ritual. Like, hey, look at me, I'm ovulating and I'm ready to make extra people. And us guys, we go, ooh, look at her, she ready to ovulate because she's swiveling and stuff. Like, it's, I don't know, man. And there's a weird little place. So August 12th, 2022, I had to put Ebony down. And you know, it was kind of a long time coming. She was 17, and you know, that was my homie. Like, I even recording this, the little tippy taps, I don't hear those and stuff. So anyway, it was crazy because I was trying to, I made like 3 different appointments to do it, and I kept like letting the appointments go by, but at the same time she was, you know, getting older, and also it felt like I was giving up on her. You know, I'm calling just to put her down. Like, was it, why? Because she became an inconvenience, so now I'm going to kill her, you know? Like, yeah, she started peeing in her sleep. Like, every time she would wake up, and I would, like, go give her a pat, and her butt be waiting. One time I caught her, like, waking up. Like, I was getting out of my room. She was waking up, and she like, sniffed the bed, like, who peed on me while I was sleeping? She looked at me like, you see this? Who keeps doing this to me? Like, who? Why aren't you doing anything about this? And so, anyway, I made the appointment. I did it while I was at work, and see, I felt like I was kind of giving up on her. And then, like, you know, I think maybe that kind of transferred over because my mom was like, well, you know, she lived a good life and stuff. And I felt like, don't you see, mom? Like, if she, like, what if you become a burden? Like, when you want me to give up on you? I mean, I never told her that, but that's kind of, maybe that's how I equated it, you know? So anyway, and then, well, so I kept forgetting to make the appointment. So I did at work. I called, and I'm in my truck or whatever. And I called, I'm talking to the lady, and the lady is like, I said, yeah, I'm calling because, you know, the situation. And he was like, okay, well, before we do that, we have to, you know, give her an evaluation, I guess. Cause it's like, you know, who's to say I'm just not killing a perfectly good dog. Like, you know, like, I was thinking about somebody stealing somebody's pet. Like, if you have a bad breakup, you just take the pet. They're like, yeah, Rufus is having a hard time. They're like, okay, fine, just shoot him up. And, you know, like, yeah, I killed your pet. So anyway, I made the appointment, whatever, and I promise you, I felt like a rat. I felt like I was turning in my homie, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because she became a burden. So anyway, we go to the place, and you know, going there, the woman who took my, I'm crying too, y'all. While I was trying to make the appointment, I'm around these construction workers and stuff, I made the appointment. The woman heard in my voice. So she was like, okay, it'll be $250. I'm like, okay, cool. They said, what you want to do afterwards? I said, just, because I'm not going to fall for the okie doke. You know, you're not going to get me for my grief. So I'm like, oh, well, I need a headstone, and I need a mahogany coffin pushed by, like, you know, 6 Alaskan huskies, and I don't need the pearl handle interior lay, and I don't need the brass, you know, door knockers or whatever. I don't need that. I don't need a wishbone made out of ivory, not wishbone, but a dog bone, you know, that type of thing. So when I did, as I hang up, I realized my eyes are watering, I'm almost crying. So I get out of my truck, I'm walking somewhere, I'm like, oh no, my God. So, right, so anyway, get to the place, and when I get there, there's 3. I guess you call them veterinarian assistants. One's wearing like magenta, one's wearing like a aquamarine turquoise. You know, they all got these bright colors and stuff, like balloons and stuff. And so When I get there, I say, yeah, I'm Tony Bronson. I'm here with Ebony. And I guess they knew I was there, and the tones got all somber and low. So that was, you know. So the woman said, okay, it's going to be $260. And I'm like, okay, fine. Well, before then, I had a conversation with somebody, and they said, Tony, if you don't take Ebony, they're just going to throw in the trash. I was like, they're going to throw who in the trash? They were like, that's what they do. You don't do anything, you don't take the remains, because I didn't know what to do, right? So I was like, well, what if I just don't want you to do the euthanization? Maybe what if I wanted something else? And the woman was like, oh, well, we have these other options, we can do this and that. And I paid for the whole thing, man. I want everything. Yes, give me yes, I want everything. So they cremated her and stuff, and what that was the plan. So take Evelyn to the room. I had to step out for a second. And she's looking at me, and she don't, you know, she don't like the vet. And I don't trust him either, you know. So anyway, I had to step out the room for a second. When I come back in, the veterinarian is actually there. Now this guy's like 5'2" or something like that. He's got like a swoosh of hair. It's like he got all this thick, lush hair. It's almost like he got on the sides, and then he took it and just combed it over. But at the same time, from the back, the light's hitting it, I can see his whole U-shape on top. Like, dude, give it up. Either get the hair plants, extensions, whatever, or just get a bald head. You can do that. But he looked like the brother from Fantasy Island, the little person. That's what you call him now. The plane. You look like Tattoo. You know what I'm saying? Really short guy. And he's got like a plaid shirt. So as I come into the room, this guy's back facing me. He's looking out the window like he's in contemplation. And he turns around. This is exactly what he says. He says, well, time comes for us all, hey? Like, as he turned around, and like my eyes are already watering up, like while I'm sitting there looking at him, and I just started laughing because it was so ridiculous, right? And now he's looking at everybody in the room with the two little helpers, like, did I say something funny? And I was like, are you serious? Like, that's your line? Right, whatever. So he's telling me what's gonna happen, and they do the thing, and I'm not gonna lie, like as I'm like sitting there looking at her or whatever, it's just like the three ladies are there with the magenta and the aquamarine and everything, and like my eyes are so watery, like all the colors just blurred together, right? And I'm sitting there. And one thing, I felt like a kid, right? Because I'm sitting there like I'm upset. And I can't even see nothing because my eyes are so watery. And the only thing I was thinking, like, these jerks killed my dog, right? Like, I mean, that's what I went there for. But at the same time, I felt like a little kid, like, just heart just broken. Like, I'm like, these assholes killed my dog, man, right? So anyway, they tell me I can take as much time as I need, whatever. And then one of the ladies stayed behind. She just wanted to make sure I was doing okay. But she was the one that took the call, right? So anyway, she like, you know, she gave me words of encouragement. And as I'm leaving out, the woman was like, here you go. And she gave me Ebony's leash. And I felt like a kid, like somebody popped my balloon and just gave me strength. Like, don't forget the strength. And I picked her up. They cremated her. And the thing, and then this is where the cynicism come in, because I read an article not too long ago where, you know, just, how do I know that's Ebony in that box? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they got a conspiracy or something, man? Like, how, you know, just took the money and didn't do what they supposed to do? There's a box in my car that might be a stranger. I don't know. So anyway, she's, you know, I'm not getting enough. And then, oh, I forgot to tell y'all. I almost cursed. Zion has a cat, or had. There's a cat right around. And then, like, I guess the cat kind of, she's been walking on eggshells lately. Like, she don't meow as loud as she used to. Like, yesterday, I opened up the door. The cat was sitting at the door. And the cat had a look on her face like, look, I don't know what you did with the dog, but if you got time, could you please maybe feed me? Like, I'm not rushing you, because like I say, the dog left, and I ain't seen it no more. I'm a little concerned, but you ain't worried. I'm not worried. Just when, if you get a sense, you know, just, you know, please put some food in my bowl. You know, the cats being real, walking on eggshells. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I was doing something I shouldn't have did, and I was wrong for that. But just don't take me for that ride. But real talk, the cat's gonna be gone, cause I don't know. I miss. I said I miss Ellie, but so that part. What else? A lot of stuff's been going on. Okay. This story might take a while, so what I'm gonna do is take a little break, and I'll be right back. I could have just edited it, but I just want to let y'all know. So I'm gonna be a little break. I'll be right back. Okay, so this right here has been, things that's happened in the last 3 weeks. I don't know what to make of it, so this is the best way I can kind of make it make sense before I talk about it. Okay, now, when you start doing things to better yourself, you kind of look at the situation that you're leaving, or maybe you're still in it. Right. Let's just say you live in the hood. You live in the hood, and certain things you just take it for what it is. This is the hood, right? All of the wildness, that's just what it is. Well, when you start being able to change that situation, let's say maybe move out there, or maybe you got more options. Like, you start looking at stuff, and then you be like, I don't really have to deal with this. I don't really have to. So you start, it is what it is, right? But then it's weird stuff on the other side of the fence. I know that didn't make no sense, but hopefully I'll give you some examples, okay? Okay, now, I was at a Family Dollar in the hood, right? Going up in there, I think I was buying dog food at the time, right? So, while I'm in there, I'm grabbing my little stuff, keeping my head low, because it's the hood. You know, I know what it is, get in, get out, like a robbery. I ain't trying to make no friends, right? But as I go to cash out, I see a young black dude. He's working there. Muscular guy, tall, got a beard, tattoos. But he looks friendly enough, you know? And then there's an older black guy. He's sitting there. He's got a white t-shirt on. I ain't gonna say Hoochie Daddy shorts on, but the Sunday Best, you know, shorts on with the long black socks. Older guy. You can see it in his face. He's old, but he's happy, right? So they both sharing a laugh. The guy who works there seems like he's just kind of being polite, but, you know, they're laughing nonetheless. Good sign in the hood. You want to see people laughing. That one ain't me mugging, right? So I see them both laughing. And then I think it was a misunderstanding, like the young black dude thought the black dude stole something. So they both laughed, like, oh, like he didn't steal nothing. And then the guy said, oh boy, I'll put a receipt out on your ass. That's what the old man said. That's an old saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll prove I ain't do it. I pull this receipt out. I mean, I pull something out, you know, but he said, on your ass. I guess the young boy didn't know what that was. So they both laughed, the old man said, boy, I'll pull the receipt out on your ass. And the young dude was like, and I'll put you to sleep. The old man like, no, wait a minute. Like, all the jovialness stopped, right? He was having a good time. He said that, came out of his mouth. He was like, oh, now wait a minute now. Oh, I just wanted to let you know I didn't steal it. And that's why I said, I pulled a receipt out on you. That's all. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go and get out of here. And I was like, yes, you need to. This young boy, you look like a WWE wrestler. Or like, you play the fighting games, the unlockable character. Yeah, angry Family Dollar worker, right? Somewhere he leaves. And then the young man's talking to one of the co-workers, like, boy, you heard what he said? I see. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I'm ear hustling. I'm like, yeah, what is? So that's how quick things change in the hood, right? So he's ringing up my stuff. Now I'm looking at a can. There's a can behind the counter. I'm looking at it. I realize, I noticed two logos. There's two logos on this thing. I notice them, but they don't make sense together, right? I see a Mountain Dew logo, and I see a Flamin' Hot logo, right? So I'm doing what old men do now. I got that privilege. I'm like, excuse me, young man, what's that you're sipping on? He like, oh, what, this right here? And it was almost like a commercial. Oh, what, this right here? He was like, this right here is flaming hot Mountain Dew. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, man, it's flaming hot Mountain Dew. And he took a swig of it while I was looking at it. I said, well, how is it? He was like, I ain't gonna lie, it's not that great. He like, it's hot. I'm like, dude, so you, dude, I wanted, like, dude, why would you even, why are you drinking it? Like, dude, those two flavors don't go together. Like, you raising your blood pressure and your sugar at the same time. This is what we doing? And I was like, all right. I was like, you gonna finish that? He was like, and he gave me this look on his face. Like, yeah, more than likely. He looked disappointed himself. Jumped this kind of love. That's dealing with the hood. Now, I was at my job, right? Making a little money, around people with money. You know, in a sense, more money than I got. You know, but we're getting there, right? So, go to my new position. I meet my supervisor, and he's a charismatic dude, right? He's young, he's mid-30s, whatever. He's got a haircut, you know. And that's what I'm saying, like in the middle of a pandemic, he's making appointments on the internet, get his hair cut. He said he goes to the gym an hour every day before we work in 12-hour days. Like, that's focus and determination. He's got the gold teeth. He looks like he's got that questionable ethnicity. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they was doing, if he wanted to be, they was doing a movie and they wanted like a young man to be the leader of the gangs or something. He's got, he could play the ethnic role. He could be Sultan, or he could be the head of the cartel. Like, he's like, okay, yeah, I believe him as a Spanish guy. Yeah, why not? He's got the looks, whatever, right? Young black dude in shape. So anyway, and he's super nice, right? He's driving me around. I know I sound like a hoochie. He's super nice, but he was a nice guy showing me around. This is what we do this, this is what we do that. This is where you're gonna be working. This is what we expect of you. Super duper cool guy, did not have to do that, right? So we're sitting there, we're talking. And as we're talking, I noticed something about him. But you know, hood rules, I don't bring up nothing until he bring up something. So we're sitting and we're sitting there talking and he was like, yeah, man. Man, I'm missing the leg. I was like, oh, word? Now, as I noticed him walking, I didn't see him have a limp. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for me not to believe him, right? So he pulls up his pant leg, and all I see is sock, and he has something on under. I don't see no metal rod. I don't see no Lieutenant Dan-looking leg. I don't see he's a black guy. I assume he's black. I don't see no white, like, mannequin-looking leg. So we're sitting there looking at it. Right, but it stayed a beat too long. He was like, yeah, I got a fake leg. He pulled up his pant leg, so we both sitting there looking, but ain't nothing happening. And he was like, nah, I'm just playing. I thought, okay, cool. He was like, but I am missing a limb. Can you guess which limb? Now see, that little pause right there, he gave me that, right? I don't like that. So what am I supposed to say? Like, you know, am I supposed to say, yeah, I noticed and show I'm observant? Am I supposed to say, no, man, I didn't even know? Like, what am I supposed to say? It's a really odd question. You don't ask somebody nothing like that, right? But he said, yeah, man, I am missing a limb, though. Can't tell which one. And I'm like, I look at him, and he's got, like, his face is frozen and smile, like, ha-ha. Like, it feels really like a trick question. So I kind of look away. I'm like, yeah, man, like, I noticed. Like, like, you know, you say you hope they don't catch you. Yeah, man. He said, which one? Now, kind of cut over. His smile kind of went down a little bit. I'm like, man, you're missing your right pointer finger. He's like, ah, yeah, I'm missing my right pointer finger, man. How you know? Well, it's gone, first of all. Okay, the thing is, that's what you do. You be observant, right? So I'm sitting down. He got his cup of coffee and he's talking. He got it in his right hand. Well, he's talking a lot. His hand's moving, right? Why look at people's hands? I don't know what kind of dude you is. Can you fight? Look at your hand, right? So as I'm looking, I don't know why. Just look, you know, you look down and something don't look right. And then you look down again, but I don't want him to catch me looking just in case it ain't there. So as I say something funny, as I'm known to do, his head goes back, ha, 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 ha. And I look at the hand, ha, 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 looking down. Had the double count, 1, 2, 3, boom. All right, cool. You missing the finger? No harm, no foul, right? So he was like, yeah, man, I'm missing my pointer finger, man. Yeah. Now that you open up this door, you really should, the polite thing to do would be to let somebody know how you missed it, how you don't have a finger. But I didn't push it, you know, it is what it is. Right? Okay, cool. So in the hood. Now, meanwhile, back in the hood, right? I'm at the Family Dollar again. Now, I used to go there every couple of days to get animal food. I don't know why. I just buying it for the month. That's what I would do, right? So I'm in there, and there's a lady. It's about 5:23, right? Now, this lady is always there. She's a tall chick. She looks like she's a player from the NBA. Dark-skinned young lady. She's got the braids. She's tall. I don't know if I said that already. She's got, like, terrible tattoos on her arm. She always got her arm showing. She might be a lesbian. Not judging, just giving you a mental picture, right? She's got the apron on. She must be a magic because she always knows what things are. And even though she hoods, she tries to give you good customer service, right? You be like, yeah, can you tell me where the Q-tips are? Follow me, please. Like, real hard, right? Whatever. So anyway, like five people in line, right? So she ringing up and she on the phone, right? So, and she's upset. She like, bro, I know because only one other person there. I think the other person just left out, not just now, but during the time of the story. She was like, I swear to God, bro. So she called up somebody. She got the phone. She holding it like with her shoulder. And she also bagging up. She also ringing up, right? So she, I guess apparently somebody's supposed to be there at 5:00. They wasn't there at 5:00. She called to see where that person is. And the person was like, well, Cindy said I could have a day off. And she like, hey, just because Cindy said you could have a day off, I'm telling you, on God, bro, you need to be up in here. Like, if you ain't here by 5:30, like, I'm shutting this thing down, right? I look at my watch, it's like 5:23. I'm just trying to get two cans of dog food. So now I look at everybody in the line, like, I don't know about y'all, but I kind of want to stick around at 5:30. Everybody laugh, whatever. And I guess the dude wasn't coming in. She was like, all right, I'm going to tell you what. Either be here, walking through this door at 5:30, or you fired. No rap. And then I guess he was still like, well, I don't understand why I got to come here, because Candy Sack had a day off. And she was like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. She hung up that phone. She said, oh, God, I'm closing this place down at 5:30. I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, 5:24. And the person in front of me got a whole bunch of water still. You would think if I'm holding like five cans of dog food, you got a whole carton. Some sugar daddy in front of me, he's sitting there. The little girl, I guess apparently, okay, some sugar daddy was in front of me. There was a woman there, and there was a baby. I guess it was the baby's birthday party. They ended up getting all the supplies at the dollar store. Now I'm sitting there like, man, well, I got 6 minutes, bro. 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you want, man? Why are you, and then they still grabbing stuff. Why they in line? They grabbing balloons and they grabbing candles and stuff. Dude, you see I got five cans of dog food and then my hands is getting kind of tired because I got them cupped in my hand because I didn't think this whole, you know, the season finale of The Apprentice was going to go on in front of me. Like, can I, you know, long story short, I got to the line, it was 5:27 and I wanted to wait in the parking lot. I was like, no, I'm going to the hood. Now, meanwhile, back where the money is, right? There's this guy, right? I'm gonna call him Evan, right? I ain't never had this happen before. So I'm at work and there's a couple other professionals around me. You know, we all working in a high field. I don't wanna say what I do yet until I'm still going through the thing, right? So there's this brother, his name, I'm gonna call him Evan, right? Evan had one of those faces. And it seemed like God just took all these extra parts he had for a person and just mushed them together and just sent it out. It's like all the randomness going on in this man's face is really weird. Okay, he's a white guy. He's got red hair. He's got these bushy eyebrows. And he's got like this 1970s mustache. And he's got hair. It looks like a mullet, but it's not a mullet, right? He's growing. He puts it in a ponytail, but it's not enough hair for a ponytail, right? White guy. Short guy, but stocky. He looks like he looks like one of those animation creatures, like when they turn, take Shrek, but make him a person, right? Remember when they did that in episode 3, Shrek 3? No, that don't count because he was handsome in Shrek 3. He looks like a little ogre man. Like if you put an axe in his hand, he looks like he could easily be an ogre, right? But this is the tricky part, right? So he's got these blue eyes, it's piercing. Right? But his nose is too big, right? He's got his perfect teeth, but he's got like warts on his face. I think they call warts. You know, like when you draw a picture of a of a witch, right? Them things that they have on, you know, he's got two of those, right? And everything is just so out of proportion. Like, he's short and stocky, and his hands look like, I don't know, his hands look, they look like, he's like Wreck-It Ralph, right? But put the weird face on him. Wreck-It Ralph as a person, but 5'5", right? And it's like, normally if you see somebody, you can kind of focus on the feature. That way you can make eye contact with him. He's one of those people, like, you can't look at him because he's so weird looking, but same thing, you don't know what to focus on. You don't want to focus on the mole. You don't want to focus on the nose. You know, and then you would think he has like a country twang to his voice. It's like, God, what are you doing, right? But not just that. Like, all Disney movies have taught us that ugly people are nice people, right? That's why you don't judge a book by its cover, right? You got what? Quasimodo, right? He was nice, and everybody stopped looking at how hideous I am. I'm nice on the inside. And the true villain of that movie was the pretty boy. But that's just it. He's got, it's like he has, Evan has like self-esteem. Like he's kind of a jerk, right? Like, so the more I look at him, I'm like, okay. Like, I couldn't stop looking at him, but I couldn't look at him, if that makes sense, right? And then I was like, if I was a chick, like you look at him, you'd be like, he's unattractive, but then you'd be like, well, there's got to be something about him because I can't stop looking at him, right? And then you realize he's a jerk, you're like, okay, well, he's supposed to be sweet because he's ugly. And then you just find yourself, like, I wanted to be friends with him for a long time, just kind of figure out where he was coming from. And then, like, 2 days later, I realized, like, he kind of mean, like he ugly and mean, like how dare he? I almost feel like if I was a chick, like he got me interested and he turned out to be just as bad as everybody else. But see, you're not supposed to be as bad as everybody else because you're unattractive. You're supposed to be sweet. So then like I would just start mean mugging him and I had to start catching myself. Like I'm really mean. Like I felt like I got bait and switch. In the course of 2 days, never said nothing to him about it. I was like, how do you have warts on your face? Especially now doing monkeypox? Like, bro, like, nah. Anyway, that's money, right? That's the weirdest thing. What else, man? I went to the hood, right? Okay, let's go back. Meanwhile, back on the other side of the tracks, right? I went to Wendy's and I'm trying to get something to eat. I just want something. Just $5 buy. That's it. $5 back. That's it. And I pull up and I ask the lady, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. I want the crispy chicken sandwich, but I want the $5 biggie bag. Instead of the crispy chicken, can I just get the grilled chicken? Switch them out? Like, is that possible? Ask real nice like that. She's like, that ain't possible because see, the crispy chicken is smaller than the grilled chicken, so that's not gonna happen. I was like, okay, cool, that's not a problem. Can I do this? That? She's like, let me explain something to you. See, and she said the exact word, let me explain something to you. Real stanky like that. Let me explain something to you. See, right? I'm like, all right, cool, not a problem. She's like, all right, your order be 8 something, right? Okay, cool. Pulling around the line, I gotta see what this girl look like, right? Young girl, she got the fake eyelashes, she had a bonnet on, even though it's late night, I guess she ain't gotta look good. It's fine, whatever. And long nail, she on the phone with somebody. Young girl, a little hood. Okay, cool. And as I pull up, like she look at, she like, yeah, that'll be 8:17 or whatever, right? I got a 20 in my hand, I wanna put it out the window, but I can't spend my money with some. I can't, me spending my money there is me accepting that kind of treatment. I just pulled off and left, and then I seen her poke her head out the window looking in my rearview mirror like, where he going? Nah, bro, I know my worth, and I'm not going to sit and get talked to like that. What else has been going on? It's just, you really start noticing the difference in the thing. Have y'all seen, Brittany Griner, like, I guess they were trying to like switch her. Okay, so Brittany Griner is a basketball star with the WNBA, and she got in trouble in Russia, and she's going through the airport, they went through her bag, and they found 2 vials of CBD oil for a vape, Well, over there in other countries, they don't play that. You bringing drugs into the country, mother Russia. Not on my watch, right? So from there, they put in prison. And, you know, they were trying to tell President Biden, like, well, maybe we'll switch her for the Russian arms dealer. There was a Russian arms dealer. Don't that sound like some 1990s action heroes type stuff? They were like, we'll switch the basketball player for these little drugs for a guy who sold, like, firearms and stuff. I guess he's doing time over here. Like, maybe we switch? And then everybody was giving Joe Biden, like, yo, you gotta switch, you gotta switch. They were like, dude, are you crazy? Like, as much as I like basketball, I mean, she ain't Jordan. And even then, so anyway, long story short, they ended up sentencing her to 9 years in prison. But I think they still trying to get her released. I don't know, like, and if you see the picture of the guy, he looks like a Russian gangster. Like, I just wanted another chance. How you say, freedom, you know? I don't know. My nephew. Shout out to Roger. He's starting his collegiate career in North Carolina. So this has been his first week there. I hope everything's good, nephew. You know, I'm only a phone call away. I've been trying to tell you this North Carolina story, but everybody keeps stopping me from telling. So I'm telling you now. All right. I don't think it's a bad story, but this is just okay. So. About 20, 21, in college, right? I'm part of the student black union, black student union, something like that, for IUN. So they pay for me and a couple of my friends, other people in this black student union. I know I messed that name up, but whatever. The university bought us plane tickets to go to North Carolina, right? We were to scope out like potential acts to bring to the school, which is a great thing. It was kind of cool, right? So we get down there, we meet some people from all over the country, you know, different schools. They also looking at different performers, thinking who we're gonna bring to the school to perform, right? Well, me and my homies, we meet these young ladies from LSU. I think that's the right thing. Louisiana State University, right? So they country, and they dope, right? You know, they cute, they fast for their age or whatever. And so we got a hotel room, they got a hotel room, everybody got hotel rooms, right? So, but there's also this other little girl, I don't know what school she was from, but she was quiet and sweet and nice and everything. So she started kind of hanging out with us. So we was kind of splitting our time, like, should we hang out with the hot girl, you know, gold teeth from Louisiana, or should we hang out with the sweet girl, right? So anyway, we in the hotel, right? And the two Louisiana girls come to the room. It's me and my homie, you know, and then we had another homie playing video game, whatever. So as we're sitting there, like, I don't know why, we start horse playing around or whatever. And somehow one of the girls from Louisiana, their arm gets dislocated. So she's laying on the bed like, my arm, right? So while she in the room yelling about her arm, the dudes that they came with, the LSU dudes, are coming down the hallway. And one of the dudes' name was Bear. He was a football player. He took up the whole goddamn hallway. Excuse me for cussing. So we like, shh, be quiet. And we pop our arm back in place. And you would think if you pop a girl's shoulder out of place, that's the end of the night. Like, right? Like, I'm leaving. Y'all crazy. Man, we popped our arm back in. She was like, oh, I like that. Y'all hood. I was like, hey, all right. No harm, no foul, right? Anyway, you know, kicking them out or whatever, because Bear was looking for them. It was like, y'all got to go, right? So it's almost time to go. We got like 6 hours till we got to go. We got like a 7 o'clock flight. So it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Just doing what young people do. We chopping it up, whatever. And me and my homies, they were like, man, we should, why you spend all your time talking to that little mousy girl? You shouldn't talk to the hot girl. I was like, yeah, I know, but at the same time, woo, right? They were like, man, you messed it all the way up. And I'm like, I already know. Well, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, the sun is coming up. We hear a knock on our door. Look out the peephole, two of the Louisiana girls, and they're wearing scantily clothing. You dig what I'm saying? Like really nice you know, stuff, if you get what I'm saying, right? So open the door, like, hey, what's going on? And like, well, we just feel like it was kind of, you know, kind of messed up how y'all played us and stuff. I'm like, dude, on behalf of me and my homies, let me apologize. They were like, why don't you come to our room, you know, in about an hour? I'm like, all right, cool. We'll be there in about an hour. So it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock. Okay, what time? We leaving out at 7, right? Okay, cool. So now we sitting there like, oh, snap, second chance, right? So then, dude, we go down there. We try to be gentlemanly and whatnot, knock on the door. No answer. Like, we looking through the peephole. One thing we see is sunshine on the other side. Now we don't know, no answer. Okay, cool. Like, so now we sit. So now everybody we with, they come out the room. They like, yo, get all y'all bags. We got to go. We like, no, you don't understand. There's some hot girls behind this door. And yeah, man, they end up. So I don't know if that was some form of revenge or what. Left us sitting there knocking on the door. Thought that was heck of petty. But guess what happened? In about 2005, a hurricane came through and washed the city of Louisiana away. And I don't know why. When I heard that Katrina hit, the first thing I thought was the girl who played me floating on the hood of a car. I know what's wrong. I laughed for a hot second. I was like, God, forgive me. I didn't mean. But dude, you don't do that to people. You know, just because you feel smitten and spiteful. You come, you dress up in your hoochie clothes, knock on the door, you know, get the brains all discombobulated, then you just leave on early flight to Georgia. Like, what's really good? So yeah, I thought maybe she was holding on to a Honda. Like, Lord Jesus. Anyway, that's been another episode of Bros to Be Podcast. I'm gonna tell y'all, so much stuff be happening. I don't even know how to get to the news anymore. I really don't. Maybe I'll have to start recording an episode specifically for the news. I don't know. Anyway, I love y'all. Check out the Convent Podcast. If you have any problems getting the podcast, let me know. You can call me 219-964-7781. Send me a text, whatever. I love to hear from you. One more thing. I always do that. One more thing, though. On the money side of things, right? Okay, I'm at work, a new job, and I'm driving with a guy, and I turn on his radio in his truck, and it's the gospel channel, right? No, it's not gospel. It's gospel rap. Not gospel rap, but Christian rap. I guess that's what you call it, right? So I'm listening to it. I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, yeah, I like this because, you know, it's, I like rap, but I can't deal with all the negativity. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, whatever. Then, like, next day, he was like, yeah, I'm also a preacher man. Oh, okay, that's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. He was like, you know, I'm preaching this weekend. I'd like you to come. Okay, cool. Not a problem. I said, man, I'm ordained myself. You know, we can get it in. It felt like he was just kind of testing the water with the music, though. Like, oh, do you like the Christian music as well? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's fine. It's excellent. So anyway, there's that. Just, it felt like he was just testing the waters. That's it. Anyway, I love y'all so much. Y'all be good. All right? Okay, later.